This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. We're talking about the question of centralization in the world of Bitcoin. Is the Bitcoin in jeopardy of having some sort of traumatic thing happen to it, like a takeover or a shutdown or whatever?
It's happened to other currencies.
Yeah, but Bitcoin is not as subject to being taken over because there are still competition. There are still competitors for the mining operations, whereas many of these smaller currencies are very, very small as far as their mining potential is concerned. There's just not that many people doing the mining there, so it's easier for a big player to come in and swing 51% of the hash rate.
We're not talking about a big player, though. We're talking about the possibility of three big players, and that's...
It's fear-mongering. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I mean, it could happen, but what you're talking about there is a cartel, and we know that cartels tend to not stay together because of greed in a lot of cases. Because one, you know, the classic example of a cartel is, what, the three gas stations on the corner. You know, you got three gas stations on an intersection, and they all three agree to raise prices together. But then one of them decides they want to get more business than the rest of them. So they break the cartel and lower their prices by a cent. And then the cartel's broken. And then all of a sudden,
you got race to the bottom.
You got competition on prices again. So cartels don't tend to last very long. But beyond that, even if it did happen, even if the top three Bitcoin miners did get together and say, all right, we're taking this puppy over. Well, then say goodbye to all your profits. You've just spent however many billions of dollars or millions or whatever on equipment. And I don't imagine it's cheap. They're probably pouring a lot of their money into this mining equipment. That's how they got as big as they are. They're monsters. You're talking about taking all that equipment and making it basically worthless.
Well, in China,
at that point.
In China, where they're built... And these mining outfits exist.
Getting a good price.
I was about to say. I'm going to say they're most
they're getting
likely,
the chips first.
They're getting pennies on the dollar for what we're paying for here in the States.
They're getting their chips first because they're the ones manufacturing them. There's a couple of them that are ASICs manufacturers, and that's the sort of the technology that allows for Bitcoin mining to be very, very efficient these days. But again, even if they did, come together and say, all right, we're doing a 51% attack, because that's the big fear here, is if they get more than 51% of the hashing power, then they can make fake transactions on the network, they can double spend, they can...
One of the fears. Another
fear... But that's the fear, is the 51%. What's the other one?
Another fear is that, if you have 51% or more of the hash power consolidated in a communist totalitarian regime, and the state decides to come in and take over all of that hashing power, now you have the hashing power of Bitcoin in control of the Chinese government.
Yeah, that'd be bad, no doubt about it.
Very bad.
If that were to happen in that case, that could do some damage to the price of a Bitcoin.
And this during a time where the Chinese government is deciding they're not particularly happy with Bitcoin mining going on in their country, and they're going to oppose it.
Well, in their case, they've asked the miners to wind down their operations in China, and it sounds like they're doing that, so they're not taking it over. But even if they were to do that, then, again, are they going to kill the golden goose? Is that their intention? Would the Chinese government be taking over the miners for the purposes of sinking Bitcoin? In which case, fine. There's 1,500 other cryptocurrencies out there.
My question is, would you want to incentivize the profit? Say they take over all those and they just don't do anything with it. They just keep it.
Keep running.
And keep the Bitcoin for themselves, and now using Bitcoin means you are actively
supporting
the Chinese government.
Again, you can always use something else, and that's why, again, all this concern and this fear over...
Bitcoin, you have to admit, Bitcoin has the name recognition.
It does.
That's why everybody is Bitcoin.
But Bitcoin Cash has the same name, just with the word cash after it, and it's much cheaper.
It's
much
cheaper. Exactly. It's worth, 10% of the value of a Bitcoin?
More than that right now. I think it's like 15% or something. But it's been as high as 20, 30,
40%. As far as usability, I think it's 100 times the value of a Bitcoin.
It's much more usable. No
doubt. For the name recognition.
But it also has Chinese miners. So that's not your solution
either. People aren't buying Bitcoin Cash, though, in the way that they are Bitcoin. Like
not every day, but there were days where Bitcoin Cash was getting bought more than Bitcoin. That has happened. And regardless, again, it doesn't matter because the Bitcoin Cash miners are also in China.
Exactly.
So, I mean...
Could you imagine that? So China decides that you've got the majority of Bitcoin Cash, you've got the majority of Bitcoin, so you've got the two biggest Bitcoin chains that are out there, and China comes in and take. Now you have the two biggest cryptocurrencies, two of the top three cryptocurrencies, and they're now controlled by the Chinese government. Now mining cryptocurrency and using cryptocurrency is suddenly treason in the U.S.
Well, I don't know about that, but regardless, you know, there are another 1,400 cryptocurrencies out there. There's a top 100, and any one of those top 100 currencies would love to have the hash rate of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So a bunch of those people who are mining with the Chinese miners in the mining pool, they can just flip over to mine Digibytes, or they can flip over to mine, Dash, or whatever.
I guess you have more faith in people than I do, because to me, if $15 and $17 transaction costs are not going to cause the mass flipping, then I just don't see the Chinese government being in control,
because so
people
early.
Are loving and lapping up the Ripple, knowing that it's, you know, fed.gov.coin.
Yeah, they just want to make money. They think they're going to make money on it.
See, finding out that the Chinese government is in control of the blockchain, stopping people and saying, no. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to start using Verge.
Probably not. But I don't worry about
Zencash.
It. There's no point in worrying about it. What are you going to do about it? If you want to do something, then get out there and create a mining pool, base it in Australia or South America or, you know, wherever it is you think it'd be safest, so, you know, the evil Chinese won't get their hands on it.
Again, it's not just the evil Chinese, because you see it happening in Ethereum now, which is far more spread out geographically, the same problems of centralization and the same problems of bogged down networks and all the same things that you're seeing that you saw with the beginning of the downfall of Bitcoin. You're seeing that happen with Ethereum now as well, and they're far more spread out geographically.
Okay.
And the study is acknowledging that even with the spreading out of them geographically, it's not stopping the centralization, which is slowing it's slowing down the networks. It's creating unnecessary. It's all of it, according to the study, it's all tied together.
I don't see how centralization is slowing down the networks. It's the popularity of those networks that's slowing them down. They're full. The fact that there is centralized mining has no bearing on that. You can have a bunch of decentralized mining. If the network's full, that's not going to make it more efficient. That has nothing to do with it. It just all has to do with, you know, how much hash rate does this thing have? Then, the difficulty adjusts. Let me get back to the thing I was trying to explain before, which was what happened when a bunch of miners dropped out, because that was the fear. It was like, well, what if these miners drop away? What if 51% of the miners drop out of Bitcoin? Well, what you would see happen would be that the difficulty would adjust down eventually. It would take a while because the old Bitcoin...
2 weeks.
No, it would take longer than that. That's what Rich Paul said on your show today, but I corrected him during the break. He's incorrect, because it's not a two-week time frame. It's a blocks time frame. So it's 2016 blocks is how often the Bitcoin core mining adjustment difficulty happens. So normally the blocks take 10 minutes to get found, on average. But if there's half the mining power, then you're going to see a significant increase in how long it takes to find a block. I don't know if it'll go to 20 minutes or longer, but you may be looking at 4 weeks or longer before they actually have that difficulty adjustment. You're going to see the blocks coming less often, which means it's going to take even longer to confirm confirmations. That's what happened. It actually did occur when Bitcoin Cash came out. It was a bunch of people flipped over, and Bitcoin blocks were coming once an hour. Once every 2 hours. It was crazy for a while. But finally, their difficulty adjustment kicked in. They adjusted their difficulty, and they've been competitive with Bitcoin Cash ever since. So it's going to survive that, because it does have enough market kind of push. There's enough people who would want to jump in. Because if the mining difficulty all of a sudden drops by half, well, then there's a bunch of people who are going to jump in and say, great, now I can find more blocks easier.
Now I can mine it all.
Exactly. So again, I just don't worry about these things. I mean, I don't want to see Bitcoin's price go down.
This study is saying that small miners aren't getting blocks now.
Well, yeah, don't mine Bitcoin,
sporadic.
Dude. It's a terrible idea. If you're a small miner, you should be mining Monero.
If you go to
what to find, Monero is typically one of the top most profitable. You want to mine what's most profitable, unless you're ideological, but most of them aren't.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we are talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and mining operations and concerns about centralization. And I agree with, if you're concerned, don't mine Bitcoin, man. I wouldn't get into mining Bitcoin. It's too damn expensive. And, of course, that's why people would say that, you know, it is centralized or is being more centralized because of the high bar in order to get into it. If you want to compete in that area, you've got to order specific custom kind of fancy mining equipment, whereas other ones you can just flip your regular computer on and jump in. So, you know, why would anybody who's just doing it as a hobby want to do anything besides just flip their computer on and jump in? And there are plenty of coins that'll let you do that as long as you've got a computer. Even some of them you can do with a laptop.
He's got Electronium now that can be done with a laptop and a cell phone.
Yeah, I don't know how effective it is. I mean, I haven't looked at, again, there's a handy website called whattomine.com. If you're interested in getting into mining, this is one of the ones you want to check out because they actually show you a top list ranked by profitability as to what is the most profitable at the moment, and it changes over time, the most profitable cryptocurrency to mine. But if you want to learn about Bitcoin, which is the sort of the basis of all of this, this is what started this whole cryptocurrency craze that is now over a $500 billion market cap over all of the world, all cryptocurrencies combined. You got to learn about where it started. Go to Bitcoin.com, and they will help you understand what cryptocurrency is all about. That's Bitcoin.com. If you're brand new, that's probably the best place to get started. But also, if you're not so new, if you want to get the latest news headlines and such, the story you were sharing about the centralization came from news.bitcoin.com. Well, that's news.bitcoin.com. We will, of course, take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Let's see here. I think we've pretty much hashed this out, so to speak, for now at this moment. Look, if you're concerned about the centralization of mining, you either have to put up your own $1 billion to open up your own server farm and compete with the Chinese miners, or just mine something else.
Right.
Is the way I see it. Well, and if you're worried about it, then get the hell out of Bitcoin. If you're worried there's going to be some kind of takeover, sell your Bitcoin and get something else.
I don't own any Bitcoin.
Okay, then. So why be so concerned?
I'm a trader. Why on earth would I own Bitcoin?
Yeah, I mean, the church has some Bitcoin because we, you know, were around in the early days, and it's hard to get rid of it. It's hard to think, do you really want to get rid of your Bitcoin if you've got some? Because it could keep going up in value, you know, and it's down today. It's down below $10,000 earlier today, although it's on a bounce back, apparently, as many of the coin markets are on a bounce back today, which is it's good to see finally happen. But they did bounce down for a while today.
I've got Bitcoin almost back up to $12,000 a coin.
All right, that's good news. Let's hope it keeps on going up.
Verge is back up to 11 cents. Library credits are almost back to 80. Basically, the naysaying sky is falling. Fuchsia Tuesday is over. It's Wednesday. It's White Wednesday. Fuchsia Tuesday is over.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about something a little bit different here. The story I've actually been holding on to for a little bit. Since we were talking about cannabis earlier in the show, let's come back around to drugs. We've been talking about money. We've been talking about drugs. But, of course, you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This one's coming from thedailybeast.com, and it's about some interesting studies that have been done on folks that are terminally ill and giving them access to psychedelic drugs that have historically been prohibited here in the United States and in many countries around the world, like psilocybin, the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms, or LSD, you know, which, of course, a lot of people are familiar with from the 1960s. And these are things that if you get caught with them, you are probably going to get hit with felony charges. So it's very, very hard to do studies on these things. But surprisingly, there actually have been some studies that have been done, and they've had some really interesting results. Here's the story from the Daily Beast. I'm skipping ahead to the actual information here about the studies. So in a study that took a full decade to complete, and with the approval of the FDA and the DEA and a host of institutional review boards, Charles Grob at Harbor UCLA Medical Center addressed the use, or assessed rather, the use of psilocybin, which is the active compound in magic mushrooms, as a standalone treatment for the reactive anxiety and depression that attends death due to terminal cancer. In the initial study, 12 individuals, that's not a large sample size, so let's be clear, this isn't, you know, even if it's a scientific study, it's certainly not a large sample size, but regardless, interesting nonetheless, 12 individuals with a life-threatening disease, or excuse me, cancer diagnosis, participated in a double-blind, randomized crossover fashion, meaning neither the subject nor the physician in the study who was administering the drug knew which treatment was being administered. So they had the people who were doing the study, they would give one of these drugs, either real psilocybin or the other thing, the, you know, sort of placebo, to the doctor, and so the doctor wouldn't know when they were giving it to the patient. So it was either psilocybin or niacin, which is also known as vitamin B3, which results in a tingling sensation and acted as the placebo in this case. Furthermore, every subject was prepared by a licensed psychologist beforehand to minimize the possibility of any side effects or a bad trip. Each had their own personalized metaphysical tour guide who remained with them throughout the session. They optimized the set and the setting by providing a pleasing and comfortable environment as opposed to, let's say, like a hospital room, you know, some sort of very institutional
place. Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine tripping in a hospital. That would be awful.
Right. So they optimized the set and setting because that is a very important thing, that you be in a place where you're comfortable with people with whom you're comfortable if you're going to be actually tripping.
Oh, yeah.
These clinical research studies were carefully performed and documented and above reproach, and the results were quite remarkable, according to the Daily Beast, feelings of, quote, oceanic boundlessness and, quote, visionary restructuralization, unquote, were followed by positive mood and reduction in depressive scores, which persisted for up to 6 months after the psilocybin treatment ended. So they gave this psychedelic drug, mushrooms, basically, the psilocybin that was, you know, was found in them. They administered that to terminally ill cancer patients, and they found that their depression lowered. They lessened their depression significantly, and that lessened depression lasted for more than half a year at that point.
Yeah, this isn't the first time I've heard about this.
It's not the first time
a study that has been done on psychotropics, particularly psilocybin, has been shown to alleviate depression, even chronic depression, in people who've been in, like, in war zones.
Absolutely true. PTSD has been actually solved
for months.
Like, it's being cured. People who have been, like, they've been unable to have been affected at all by standard PTSD treatments, so they've tried everything. And then they finally tried this, and it worked for them. It actually cured their PTSD. It was either psilocybin or MDMA. They've done both of them. Mm-hmm. They've actually done studies on
amazing results on both.
And here's another one for you. Several follow-up studies are also being conducted. Stephen Ross at NYU School of Medicine randomized 29 participants with cancer in a double-blind fashion to receive either psilocybin or niacin. Again, reductions in long-term anxiety and depression were observed, and with long-lasting effects still measurable 6 months after the hallucinogen exposure. We'll tell you a little bit more about this, because this is very interesting for people that think that, well, let's talk about it. Coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free if you want to join us. We're talking about psychedelics at the end of your life's journey. In this case, specifically people who are very ill, terminally ill patients, giving them psychedelic drugs to try to help them cope with what's inevitably going to come. It was going to come for us all, but in these folks' case, it's probably going to come sooner. And as you might imagine, there's some folks who are struggling with serious depression as a result of, you know, having to check out of this life sooner than they might have intended. And human beings tend to have a fear of death.
Yeah.
You know, we have the fight or flight response, try to avoid bringing harm to ourselves, try to maximize pleasure, try to reduce pain. Ultimately, none of us really generally wants to leave this life unless, of course, you're terminally ill. In some cases, some of those folks want to leave sooner rather than later, in which case they should absolutely have a right to kill themselves. And there are very few states that I think it's still just Oregon that is the only state that has the right to die.
I don't know if any
other states have got it. I know there's been a couple proposals here in New Hampshire, so hopefully we'll see one of those things come here
soon. It's not really a subject that I'm, particularly well-versed in.
Yeah, I mean,
assisted suicide.
We've talked about it over the years on Free Talk Live. It's very rarely in the news because it's rarely something that gets any traction as far as political proposals our concern. But we're sharing some interesting studies here from thedailybeast.com on terminally ill patients and psychedelics. You're welcome to join us if you want to comment, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And coming up in about a month's time, we're some of us from Free Talk Live are going to be in Anarchapulco at the beautiful Princess Resort right there on the beach in Acapulco, Mexico. In fact, you were watching a hilarious video the other day from Jeff Berwick.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think you were watching that off the air. Did you play that
we
on the air?
That.
You did.
Yeah, we played that on the air. We had to go in and edit and beep out.
Oh, did you really?
Well, yeah, because we're on what is it? iHeartRadio, and they're not okay with expletives. So.
Jeff Berwick, who is one of the founders of Anarchapulco, he made a pretty entertaining music video, rap video about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And he's going to be there, of course, and a bunch of other great speakers like Ron Paul, who's going to be heading up the event, and they're going to be making anarchy great again. That's the tagline for Anarchapulco.com. Other great folks, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinant, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, if he's able to leave the country, and Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. Get all the details at Anarchapulco.com and join Free Talk Live. We're going to be broadcasting from the event. I really enjoyed it last year. Was glad I had the chance to finally go. This is year number four, by the way, so this is going to be my second year attending. There's also other events that are happening that are related, like the Health and Wellness Retreat, Cryptopulco, Change Media University. Everybody gets into Cryptopulco. That's part of the main ticket price, but the other ones you do have to pay a little extra for. Go and get all the details and use 10% off. Use code FTL, 10% off your regular ticket price over at anarchapulco.com. We'll see you at February 15th through the 18th in Acapulco, Mexico for that excellent event. We're talking about some of the very small but yet scientific studies that were conducted at universities with, surprisingly, the permission of the federal government. So, I mean, the fact that they could even get approval to do these studies, I hope that's an indicator that maybe we're going to see something change when it comes to the prohibition of things like psychedelic mushrooms or psilocybin and LSD. Because what they're finding out here is that there's long-lasting effects on people who have terminal illness. They're not curing their illness, but the effect is on the depression that surrounds it. The effect is on, and it's a it's like a near permanent effect. It will last for months, up to 6 months after just one treatment. So, I mean, if you think about that, normally when you're looking at the medical system and its treatments that they have, it's like, okay, you get on a drug regimen, you got to take your pills 3 times a day, make sure you don't miss a dose, make sure you show up for your chemotherapy, you know, however often you need to have it. This is one treatment, 6 months.
I think you just described why there's only one state looking at possibly making psilocybin legal, and only one state where there is a moderate amount of legal access to psilocybin, and that's California.
That's right. They are considering a bill. Well, or actually, not a bill. It's a voting. They're going to do a referendum. They're trying to get signatures.
You already have access to legally to psilocybin in California.
How's that?
Well, there are certain parks where, according to my mother's last husband, the mushrooms actually grow.
That's not legal access. It
well,
means you
can eat them in the park, but if you take them and pick them and leave with them, then they will arrest you.
I'm pretty sure it's possession even if you pick them. If they happen to watch you pick them or catch you while you're picking them, then you will be in possession of psilocybin mushrooms. And make sure, by the way, you know what the hell you're doing. Don't just go out there.
You kill yourself.
Yeah, you will kill yourself or harm yourself significantly if you go out picking mushrooms and you don't know what the hell you're doing. Even people that know what they're doing can get the wrong mushroom.
Yeah,
because
you have some that look literally almost identical.
I mean, I don't know how many thousands of different potential, you know, species or genuses or whatever they are of mushrooms there are, but there are a lot of them, and that's why the ones who are, you know, the ones that you generally find if you're buying mushrooms on the black market are being grown. They're being grown in, you know, laboratory environments with spores that they know what they are, and they're not just some hippies going out picking mushrooms.
Not when I was a kid.
The cow patties.
Not when I was a kid.
So you've done that, huh?
Oh, well, I didn't do it. We had, when I was a teenager, early 20s, living in Florida, I knew a girl, her brother did it. And basically, he sold cranberry juice. It was just these little water bottles filled with cranberry juice that he made with the psilocybin mushrooms. And that we would just buy those 20-ounce bottles from him and drink them.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to eat the damn shrooms, right? Nobody likes that.
He would prepare, and the juice wasn't too bad.
Right.
You know, it wasn't good. It wasn't something you'd want to pour over ice and serve at dinner. Well, I don't know, depending on the night you want to have.
I knew a guy who actually bought on the dark web. He had found a dealer who was selling like a psilocybin extraction, and it was just something that you could just add into like a glass of apple juice.
Yeah.
And you would have stirred up, and you'd have no idea. Like, it didn't taste like mushrooms at all. They did some kind of chemical extraction. I don't know how you do it, but just amazing. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you'd see happen if you didn't have a black market. You'd have more products like that. You'd have more innovation where you don't have to be shoving a dry,
refined,
nasty mushroom down your throat. Because, like, some people can't handle it. Like, to me, I can eat them, but it's not fun. It's not like you really want to, but some people can't even handle it. They'll puke if they try to eat one of those mushrooms.
Here's it would be the same thing as like extracts in cannabis. The stuff that you get from the pharmacies that is very pure, ultra refined.
Yep.
Better flavor, better effects, and less choking. It's been crafted with the consumer in mind.
Sure. Maximize the experience.
Exactly.
Whereas
most of the stuff that you find, like, floating around in a festival somewhere, that some guy made up, like, at some spot up in the woods somewhere, it's darker. You see sediments in it. You see stuff. It's not refined at all. And it's different. It doesn't taste as good. It chokes more. It's not made with the user in mind. It's made with, let's get this made.
Soon. Fast.
Easily. Yeah.
Cheap.
Exactly. And,
and there's not much competition, so they don't have the incentive to really upgrade their facilities and, keep up with the Joneses.
Not to mention the fact that buying the stuff in order to keep up with the facility, to upgrade your facility, could tip off the government.
Sure.
Next thing you know, you're getting raided.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Because we've seen, literally, in Florida, if you went to a specific store and bought lights to grow tomatoes at home, the police are watching your
house. Sitting out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Just following, taking down license plates.
And all you're growing is tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely happened. I remember years ago we had Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. He was on the show. And they did a thing called Cop Busters with a K, where they actually set up a grow room with Christmas trees and then tipped off the police to it. The cops came in and raided, even though they didn't have any actual evidence. And they got video footage of the cops coming in, finding a bunch of Christmas trees. It was hilarious. Unfortunately, they then went and stole Barry's kids from him and threatened him and came after his family, which is the reason why they ended up leaving, moving to Mexico. More coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you join us now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Will.
Will wrapping up his sixth hour radio marathon man here as he's been on Free Talk Live the last two nights. But you also have your Call to Freedom show.
Yeah.
And that is a five-night-a-week engagement from 4 to 7 in the afternoon Eastern Time on lrn.fm. Archives available at the Call to Freedom, or excuse me, calltofreedomlive.com. And you do now have the podcast there, although I think I'd like to see a podcast link at the top of the page as well, because right now it's just one of those icons at the bottom, and if you don't know what icon you're looking for,
yeah,
you don't know that there's a podcast there. But we're making progress, and that's, yeah, what, yeah, that's what's important.
The website is something that's just being worked on
progress.
Slowly. We just paid for it in Vert Coleman.
It looks good. The site looks good.
Yeah.
And I understand Tom, one of your co-hosts, is the, yep, the webmaster there, so he's done a great job with it. It looks very nice. It's simple. It's easy to navigate, and that's important.
And we paid for everything in Vertcoin to agoristhosting.com.
Right on. We love that guy.
Yeah.
Derek
over there. I was like, look, man, you know, our sponsors at Vertcoin, they sent us a lot of Vertcoin,
mm-hmm,
you know. So what we want to do is we want to pay in Vertcoin, if that's okay with you. And he was like, hold on, let me go install a Vertcoin wallet.
Perfect. Got her done.
That's the whole point. I mean, that was kind of the whole point of signing on some of these sponsors, was we wanted to give their coins away, and we wanted to use their coins as payment, and you give us the coins, and then all the stuff that we do, we're going to encourage. Like the guy who
you're paying your co-host with Vertcoin.
That's right. And Dash, Vertcoin and Dash, the 80s jingle that's going to be playing on Free Talk Live here in the next few weeks that we bought. We tipped that guy in Vertcoin for that.
I have a little bit more here from this story about the psychedelics. Psychedelics and the end of life. People who are terminally ill, trying to come to grips with the end of their life. And turns out taking psychedelic drugs can help you with that. Not only will it reduce your depression, according to the studies that were done with the approval of the FDA and the DEA, but also having that mystical experience could be very important in connecting you with sort of what's on the other side. According to the story here at thedailybeast.com, they not only found long-lasting effects when they tested psilocybin, but also using LSD as the hallucinogen. Peter Gasser in Switzerland showed that 12 cancer patients also showed short- and long-term benefit, with no persistent side effects beyond the day of the study itself. Further studies have corroborated these beneficial effects up to 14 months out from the initial dose. So you have a very permanent kind of effect compared to a lot of, you know, whatever treatments these folks have been going through. The studies do provide another line of reasoning to support the assertion that our brains are being hacked, says the Daily Beast, that our emotions are just the inward expression of biochemical processes in the brain. In the case of hallucinogens, signaling of the serotonin 1A receptor drives contentment, whereas signaling of the serotonin 2A receptor drives the mystical experience. In our modern society, the role of mind-altering drugs to achieve heightened consciousness and or contentment has yet to be determined and will require careful scientific investigation in controlled settings along with philosophical and ethical debate before the public can be trusted with the key to nirvana. Well, the fact is, if anybody in the public wants to get their hands on these drugs, all they got to do is know the right people or go on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, it really isn't a complicated thing. And in fact, now that we have darknet markets on the internet, the fact is, you are much more likely, if you're buying on the internet, much more likely to actually get what's being advertised. If you're buying LSD on the street, there's a good chance you're not getting LSD.
Yeah.
I'd say 90% of the time, you're probably not getting LSD.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's probably fake or something else that is being marketed as LSD or acid, but is not, in point of fact, actually
LSD. Oh, yeah, they used to sell video head cleaner in as GHB.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, as they point out here, you know, this is something that is very exciting. I think this area of study, looking at how psychedelics can actually help people, how they can be beneficial for people with not just terminal illness, but all kinds of, you know, depression and other issues that that have been unsolvable through traditional treatments. Not only unsolvable, but have made life worse for people. I remember years ago when we first started doing this show, we had a guy named Mike, different Mike than is currently on the air, but he was one of our first co-hosts. He was there the very first night we ever did the show, and he was on some of these antidepressant pills or whatever.
So bad for you.
Dude, these pills were making him break out in, like, acne all over his back.
Yep.
They were destroying his sexual interest.
Yeah.
And so, and like, even if he had a sexual interest, he has acne all over his back. You know, not exactly the most attractive look, right?
For real.
So, you know, I don't understand how somebody could think that with those kind of side effects, and again, side effects are just effects, they're just called side effects. So with those kind of effects, why anybody would think this is going to solve somebody's depression? I mean, this sounds like a terrible idea, but yet he was taking these drugs. He ended up getting off of those drugs and feeling better as a result of not being on them. So if you can have somebody take, under a therapeutic setting with a professional therapist, a psychiatrist who's there with you to take you through it, if they can help you and you take one of these drugs, so whether it be psilocybin or LSD, and you go through that experience with a professional, and then you have 12 months, 6 months of dramatically reduced depression after that, that's a miracle drug. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. And, you know, as I'm sure you and I both have done psychedelics in the past.
A few different psychedelics in the past.
There's some, you know, you take away things from that you don't ever, they never leave you, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain, I don't want to call them lessons or whatever, but there's
experiences.
Certain experiences that can't be duplicated by, you know, sort of the natural process of your life. And there's just stuff that you kind of come to understand out of that without getting, you know, detail.
I actually accidentally got dosed.
With what?
Psilocybin.
Okay.
Someone tipped me in chocolate.
Oh? When was this?
It was a few years ago.
Okay, so you've done it. You've done it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hadn't done it in years,
and you didn't know.
And I didn't know, and I was at a point in my life where it wasn't something I would have done if given the option.
A nice thing to do, by the way, to drug somebody without their consent.
No. Well, I even once I figured out what was wrong, like I ended up in the medical tent, and I'm like, I don't know what's wrong, and I don't feel. Right, and they were like, "Well, explain your day to us." And we told, I told them, and they were like, "Oh, the chocolate. Well, the chocolate that you ate, it was this." And I was like, "Well, is there any way that we can just undo this?"
No, because like, you know they can't.
Well, I was tripping at the time, so my brain's not thinking the right way.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't really want. To do this, and they were like, "Well, it's a
sorry,
you know, it's really uncool what this person did to you, but
here, have a glass of water."
Yeah, do you want us to take you somewhere? And they walk me back to my tent, and you know, and I don't mind saying this, me and my wife had a lot of fights when we first got married, the first few years.
Okay,
and after an entire night of her basically babysitting me, not feeling very good at all for the first couple of hours. We had a complete, like, our marriage has been completely different since then.
Really?
Much more positive and...
So, was she eating the chocolate, too?
Nope.
Just you?
Just me.
So, you had, you came to some conclusions, perhaps, you might not otherwise have...
Not only that, but it helped me speak to her in a more frank and honest fashion.
Yeah, sure.
Without holding back, without worrying about putting it in a way, you know, like, guarding, all those things that were gone.
You opened up.
Were gone. Yeah. And it helped.
You connected in a completely different way.
Exactly.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a great story.
4 years later, it's still better, but it was still like, it's not an experience that if I was given the choice that I would repeat or that I would have done to start with.
Yeah. But it worked out. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I didn't end up like in a hospital or something, but I had really good people that were there and they were like, look, this is what's happened. And I was like, oh, well, I know I'm okay.
Right.
Because I did this when I was young,
yeah.
But man, I didn't feel like I had no interest in this at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy right now.
And now you're in it, and you got to get through it. Hey, man, I love that story. That's a really cool story, and that's similar to what some people have experienced with not just psychedelics, but MDMA, of course, is also a big one where people can open up and bring the walls down and allow a therapist to ask questions about things they might not be so forthright about in a normal circumstance, or in this case, your wife and you. Now, if you're interested in learning more about these things, you really need to do your research. Get over to Arrowhead.org. They've got a lot of great information about all kinds of drugs, both psychedelic or natural, you know, plants, and also prescription medications. There's a lot of good information. Arrowhead.org. We have so much info at our fingertips. There's no excuse to be uninformed about these topics. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.